Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. How have you been? Mel?
Hi.
Mel's a little under the weather, but still here.
I'm sicky.
There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Larry could not make it tonight. Larry texted me a little bit before the show and said he had a very bad headache and wasn't actually able to leave his office. So as we record this, Larry is still lying down in his office waiting for a headache to go away.
And while I'm sympathetic, I'm also feeling superior because I've had bouts of explosive diarrhea all day, yet I'm here.
Wow.
So look at me. I'm better than Larry. Neener, neener.
In some ways, yes.
Mm.
So our friend Nick Pettigrew was going to join us just as a guest. He's going to sit in for Larry.
Yay. I'm very excited about it.
Welcome back, Nick.
Hey, glad to be back.
Nick was here about 6 weeks ago for one of our shows. And he has a show coming up in a couple of days, this Friday at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Critical Hit.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes, it is.
I'm surprised. We'll get to all the details of Critical Hit in a bit, but what time is it, and how do people get tickets and that sort of jazz?
It is going to be this Friday at 9 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. You can get your tickets online at www.saccomedyspot.com. Otherwise, you can get tickets at the door, $10 each.
Oh, excellent. And how long a show is it?
It's about an hour. We try to shoot a little bit more than an hour because we figure $10 can give you hopefully a good time.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be better than that Jack and Jill movie. It would have to be.
God, I hope so.
So we'll get back to talking about all that in a little bit.
And I'm really excited because I have a shirt that I may or may not wear. I haven't tried it on yet, so it might be too small. But if it fits, it's an authentic vintage shirt that was my father's. And that's all I'm going to say. You have to wait till I get to the show.
Okay. That's great for our podcast listeners, Mel.
You'll all have to tune in next week, and I'll talk about it then. I don't want to ruin the surprise before the show.
That will be exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to start out as we do very often. We're going to start out the shows this way to get it out of the way. It's time for the weight loss update. My weight loss update. Anybody who's just joining us, I made a pledge on the New Year's show that I would drop 60 pounds in the year 2012. And last week was kind of a subpar week. Only lost a half pound last week. This week, 2.5 pounds.
Yay.
Wow, congratulations.
So 3 pounds, another rivet off the Titanic, so to speak.
You've been very dedicated, too.
Well, that's really the only way to do it, is you have to eat. Basically, I've affected a lifestyle change. I know it sounds like weird bullshit, but... And everybody says it, but that's really what works. So I've been eating better, changing kind of what I eat, how I eat, and I've been walking a lot more. So that's
what it's about.
And I came to a realization the other day. I was driving around, and you know how Jared from Subway lost all of the weight by walking to Subway for lunch every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know that wouldn't work anymore?
Why?
Because there's a fucking Subway every 3 blocks in every town in America now. It's not far enough. Because if all you did was walk to Subway, it's like doo-doo-doo. It's like walking down the hall.
I would hope you're really dedicated and you walk to like the third Subway.
No one's gonna do that. Seriously, have you eaten Subway before? It's terrible. It's awful. It is the most awful food.
That's not the point.
It is the point. It's terrible food. So why would you walk even further to go to the terrible Subway?
Because there's a whole foot of it. You can get a whole foot of food.
That's
under a certain amount of calories.
Exactly.
That fills you up.
It's very cheap for a foot of food.
Yeah. And then you walk back.
Well, and here's the other part of that. If you really want to lose weight, I don't think you want to be eating your food by the foot.
This is a good point.
I'm not saying the Subway diet is necessarily the way to go.
I'm just telling you that if Jared just walked to Subway now, he wouldn't be walking far enough for it to make a fucking difference. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the one by my office is right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know what? If you went past the one by your office right down the street, if you went another 3 or 4 blocks, there would be another one. Because they are literally every 4 or 5 blocks in every town and city in America.
I actually have to walk further to get to a Starbucks from my office than a Subway.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
So that's kind of the point with that. I want to thank our friends at Huge Entertainment. Huge Entertainment. They do DJing. They do karaoke. They do lighting. They do events. They even do some design work. So you can check out Huge Entertainment from the link on NateDarlingShow.com. They're the ones that give us the mics and such so we can do the show. So thanks, guys. Let's see. We're going to talk to Larry about his Larry went to San Diego for a day, but that's really all I know.
Yeah, I don't know much more either.
He went to San Diego for a day, and he posted some stuff on Facebook.
He's always going somewhere.
I know. It's kind of I feel kind of lame with that sort of thing because I don't.
His life is so much more exciting.
Well, you know, he makes it seem that way.
Yeah, he seems to know people all over the world.
But I'm not the one. I'm not lying down in my office in the dark right now, praying to be able to go home. So right now, I don't think his life is any more exciting. One of the things that that goes along with speaking of weight loss and stuff like that, a lot of people make the resolution to get in shape at the first of the year like I did. And one of the things they do is they go to the gym. And this is a cool group on YouTube, and they do something called the Gentleman's Rant. And their latest one is about the gym. So
it's so much more polite than, remember when I did my rant a couple weeks ago about that douchebag at my gym that is really loud and disgusting.
Uh-huh.
These guys are way more funny and way calmer.
Okay. Well, thanks for setting that up, Mel.
You're welcome.
Every January, I make the same resolution, to work out more and try to achieve a body like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. Only trouble is, working out sucks, and the gym is full of the largest collection of douchebags on the planet. Outside of Ohio.
Hey.
I love the Ohio shout-out
so
for you, Mel.
Unless you kick over buses for a living, no one gives a shit you squat 2,000 pounds. Using all the weights doesn't make you cool. It makes you an asshole. And I so hope that bulging vein in your forehead bursts. I just want to run on the treadmill for 15 minutes. Why do I have to enter my age, height, and weight? I don't care how many calories I burned. I'm just trying to get away from my wife. Who said it was okay for you to dry your balls with the hand dryer in the locker room?
This is my favorite.
It's not okay for you to dry your balls with the hand dryer in the locker room.
It really
is.
Ladies,
there's no need to put on makeup before you work out. Last thing I want to look at is a red, sweaty face with mascara running down the side, giving the impression you've been gagging on something for the past 20 minutes.
What is he referring to?
Call me.
Hey, pal. You want to know why the mirror keeps fogging up and is covered in your sweat and spit every time you work out? It's because you're too f***ing close to the mirror.
No, I don't need a personal trainer. Thanks. The last thing I want is to spend an extra $100 to have some out-of-work actor tell me all about his personal life. And by the way, Tim, I can smell your balls.
It's a water fountain. You're not tongue f***ing Poseidon. Just drink like a normal person and stop spitting it all over the spout, you f***ing whelp.
Look, I get it.
I don't know what
you
a whelp is.
You want me to spray off the equipment after I use it. You can stop posting those signs every 3 feet. But unless your sprinkler system's spraying out bleach every night, your watered-down rubbing alcohol isn't disinfecting shit. You and I both know this place is still covered in AIDS.
Old guys, cool it with the nudity in the locker room.
No
one wants to see your saggy balls dragging across the floor while you struggle to put on your tidy whities. Get a star or use a towel, Sandusky.
And don't sit naked
black
on the benches.
Guys who are in ridiculously good shape. I can't tell if you spend 8 hours a day at the gym or if you just got out of prison. But I'm betting prison.
Okay, so we'll stop it there.
I love this so much.
Yeah, the Gentleman's Rant is really cool. You can look them up on YouTube.
And all of that goes for women pretty much too, because women do a lot of the same stuff. And the big fat, there's a lady at my gym that blow dries her hair naked and her stomach rests on the counter while she's doing it, and it makes me gaggy.
Does she blow dry her balls?
I saw a woman blow drying her nether regions.
Nice.
And I just yes.
Wait, do they? You have blow dryers in the women's?
Yes.
If you're in a good, like I was a member at Gold's Gym in Natomas, and they do have blow dryers in the locker room.
Yeah, we have deodorant and hairspray and hair dryers and all that stuff.
I never go into the locker room. I come dressed. I work out and then I leave. I worked out. It's all past tense.
I don't understand.
Do
like, I don't have any need. And I guess other people's schedules are different or whatever, but I have no need to ever shower at the gym. That disgusts me.
Oh, I've showered at the gym. If you set up your work day, because this is what I did for a while, you set up your work day where you get up, you go to the gym, you shower, and you go straight to work.
Yeah, I guess I can't do that. I need to get ready, like, in my own space. Because girls, you know, we want to do our hair and our makeup and all that, and I don't have time to do that at the gym. Though I'm not going to say I used to date a guy. I went on a few dates with a big, huge loser douchebag that I referred to affectionately, I think, before as the 40-year-old virgin, because he was.
Aww.
But he was super, super, super cheap, among other things, and he used to tell me how he got clothes that he wore out of the dumpster and stuff.
Nice.
But he also used to exclusively shower at the gym every other day.
Every other day.
So he smelled like ass, but he only showered at the gym because he didn't want to waste water at his abode.
So would he work out at the gym, or would he just go to the gym to shower?
Both, I think.
Well, okay, fine. But every other day?
He said he didn't feel the need that he said normal people shouldn't have to shower every single day, that it's not necessary.
Yes. Bullshit.
Yes, they should.
He took me on a date once and I pointed out to him that he smelled like ass. Mm-hmm. And he was really offended.
Well, he probably did.
He did. He stunk.
No, and
I assume he still has not gotten laid wherever he is out there.
Well, it could be because he smells like ass.
Yeah.
Most hairdressers will tell you shouldn't use shampoo on your hair every day.
Right.
Which, yeah. You know, I'll buy that. But I think you at least need to rinse the dirt of the day off of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're like, I don't need to use soap every day. And I do. But even if you're going to be one of those guys who are like, I don't really need to soap up every day because blah, blah, blah. At least rinse the dirt of the day off yourself.
Yeah, I shower every single day. I wash my hair. Now, I shampoo my hair once a week, but mm-hmm. I condition it every single day. Because my hair is really dry.
Uh-huh.
Even a day in, if you rub your balls, it smells awful unless you wash.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
You need to wash that thing every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all part of the deal. I have a saying. It's
hoo-hoos aren't any better. They need wash too, ladies. Every day. Every day wash your hoo-hoo.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
I have a saying that I always live my life by: a clean butt crack is a happy butt crack.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because the last thing you want is to have it be just a little bit squidgy back there.
Like
just
a red, stingy, angry.
Speaking of which, how's your itchy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you, Nick, if you missed this, last week I told the stirring tale of how I overcame the horrible medical malady of jock itch.
It was an emotional tale.
Mm. It was. And Larry's just very sensitive because if you talk about vagina or if you talk about jock itch, he just gets very upset about it. No, I'm fine. It's all gone now.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was
way to overcome.
It was basically gone last week. It was just I wanted to keep, because it says do it for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, you know what, let's just make sure it's all gone, because the last thing you want to do is find out it's coming back. Mm-hmm. Just get rid of that bad stuff.
Well, you, sir, are a survivor.
I am. I'm brave. Brave beyond words is what we're talking about. All right. One of the things I did when I decided to get in shape was, like, I wanted to be able to know how far I'd gone with stuff. And normally if you have an iPod, you can get one of those Nike Plus things. And it always involved, like, getting a thing to put in your shoe or getting a pouch and put on your shoe, and it had the sensor so you could tell how far you went and plug into your iPod.
Like a pedometer type thing?
Yeah, it's like an accelerometer, but it's Nike Plus and it works with iPod. And it used to always be this $30 deal, and it was a little oval thing that went in and they made Nike shoes that had a pocket cut out under the sole. It would be like under the insole. And I don't wear Nike shoes because they don't really fit me that well. And so I never wanted one of those. So now I found out the new iPod Nano, not really incredibly new. The Nike Plus stuff is built right into it, which is cool. And so I got that so I'd know how far I went and be able to keep track of it. And I wanted to get it right after Christmas. And so when I did, and it's about, what, an inch and a quarter square?
Yeah, it's
got
tiny.
A clip on the back. Yeah. And all of, like, Walmart was completely sold out of them because every hillbilly in town went and got one for their kids because they were $10 off at Walmart. And the only one they had at Target was pink.
Aww.
And I don't need a pink one.
It's adorable.
So I went to the Apple store. I braved the Apple store the week after Christmas. And I walked into the Apple store at the Arden Fair Mall, and it was a mob scene.
It always is. It makes me stressed out.
There, yeah.
But here's what they did, and this is kind of cool. They had a table set up right in the front of the store. It was like express shoppers, and I'm like, that is me. And I go to the guy, I go, iPod Nano. And he goes, okay, well, what color are you interested in? So I had him pull up a couple colors, and I picked the one I wanted. And he rings me out. He's got his little handheld thing, as they do at the Apple store. And he goes,
and they even have like money and stuff right in the table right there. So if you give them cash, they can do everything like right there.
Who uses cash?
I did, because I was doing one of those holiday shopping things, you know, for a family where everybody in my office donated and we shop for a little kid.
Oh, grandma.
Shut it. I hate you so
cash.
Much.
So anyway, I get this stuff and he goes, he asked for my email address to email me the receipt. And I said, awesome. And he goes, are you going to need a paper receipt too? And I said, no, it's cool. I'll get the email right on my phone. And I said, because I'm a comedian, I go, as long as no one's going to tackle me on my way out of the store.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I was expecting something along those lines. No. With a completely straight face, the fellow looks back at me and says, he looks puzzled almost. He goes, sir, no one's going to tackle you. And that's when I realized the Apple people are mindless automatons who have absolutely no concept of humor or shading or nuance or anything. They are simply there to give you your Apple product and get you out the door in a timely manner, which is fantastic. But don't bother making small talk with them because they don't know how to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my experience as well. But they're efficient as shit.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You're in. You're out. And it's I was so thrilled because I'm like, oh, my God, this place is a madhouse. I'm going to be here for 45 minutes. And I was literally in and out in less than five, which was great.
Yeah. But 95% of the people at the Apple store are just playing Angry Birds on an iPad. Like, that's all they're doing is there's all those iPads out and everybody's just jerking off with those.
They're loitering. Yeah. That's what they're doing. They're loitering.
See, it always looks to me like a beehive where every bee looks like they know where they're going except for me, and I'm the one in the middle getting bumped into because I'm like, I'm a lost bee.
Well, what you had, the other thing you had was a lot of people who were going in and they didn't know what they wanted, or they were trying to browse. And
if they were doing like I did when I went last time and was like, I need a battery for my iPod. And they can go, oh, you're an idiot. There is no such thing.
It's true. There isn't. I believe
that's stupid.
No, well, no, it's not. It's built. Okay, Grandma. It's built in. Do you want a 9-volt to plug into your iPod?
Every
battery is bigger than the iPod. Seriously, they're self-contained.
It seems stupid to have to buy a brand new expensive thing every couple years.
Well, that's why they do it, so that you have to buy a brand new expensive thing every couple years.
Well, I have an
iPod. All right, I'm owning my grandma-ness, because that's stupid.
And well, I have an iPod that's it's 6 years old now, and it's fine. The only reason I got a new one was because I wanted to do this. So my old iPod is my car iPod. So
Paul's
it's going
to
live in my
Paul's
car.
Paul's is starting to die, and it's only like 5 or 6 years old, and that just seems like not long enough for something for me.
Oh, 5 or 6 years old for electronics? That's ancient. Mm. I mean, electronics turn over so quickly.
Yeah, I have a PowerBook, Apple PowerBook back in my house, and I've had that for 5 or 6 years. They don't have shit for that at the Apple store. They look at you like it's some arcane piece of technology from a bygone era.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 6 years ago.
I can't keep up.
Yeah, for that, you have to go to someplace like Fry's and hope there's something left in an unmarked baggie that's like a clear baggie with a label stuck on it.
You go to Amazon and you end up getting some third-wear Asian, like from Taiwan, that you don't think it's going to work, but it's only $5. So if it does, it's no big deal.
Pretty much it. Hey,
I can't do technology. Your girlfriend keeps hassling me about texting. I still don't text.
That get with the 1990s. That's what I mean. It's not,
okay, I hate you too.
I'm sorry.
All right, Mel. Well, we've got some news that you might be able to sort of identify with, not because of the content, but because of the time frame. Yesterday, Christy McNichol, best known for her roles in TV shows Family and Empty Nest. Those would fall. Yeah, she knows those.
I do.
She has joined the ranks of celebrities who've come out of the closet.
I did not realize she was still in the closet. I thought we knew she was a lesbian.
Yeah, the article state like she's been living with her partner for 2 decades. Like, you're not in a closet at that point.
Well, what I found, and it sort of puts everything in perspective, because when she was on the show Empty Nest, it had been on for like 2 years or something like that, and it was a reasonably successful show. And suddenly she went away off the show, and the word, and this was pre-internet, but the word was she had had a bit of a nervous breakdown. And it makes me wonder if the nervous breakdown was people found out that she was a lesbian and she couldn't handle that being out. Because in the 80s in Hollywood, that was a big sort of deal. But here's what I found I mean, it's great that she's doing it, and it's fantastic that she wants to. She's revealing it because she's approaching 50 and wants to be open about who she is.
Which, finally.
Yeah, that's great. And she is choosing now because she is, quote, very sad about kids being bullied, and she hopes that coming out can help kids who need support. First of all, do any kids know who Christy McNichol is?
Nope.
Nick, do you know who Christy McNichol is?
I had no idea.
Exactly.
There was a movie and
in the 70s
called like Little Sweethearts, Little Darlings. It was like they go to camp, a summer camp type movie that she was in. And I was obsessed with it. I think that Matt Dillon maybe was in it.
Oh, I don't know if Matt Dillon was around then.
I thought she was so cool, but she was clearly a badass tomboy even then, and I fell in love with her then, but she never gave off a feminine vibe. She never has.
Now the haircut, but anyway, she's out, so good for her. It would have been better to have Larry comment on these things, but he's not really good on the lesbian stuff.
Well, I like her. I've always really liked her, and I'm glad she's finally 50 coming out. Good for her.
You know, I applaud her doing
it. You know, it's funny. I watch, I like Hoarders, as we've discussed.
Sure.
There was a new episode of Hoarders last night, and the guy, the episode starts, and the guy was just adorable, right? And he's like very much what I would describe as like an older 60-something-year-old queen, right? He's like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. He had a lot of jewelry on. He was wearing like, you know, turquoise and teal.
Sure.
And he was just sweet and adorable, but he was a hoarder, and his family came and he was all closed up, and finally he was like starting to like deal with the hoarding, and he goes, I need the cameras turned off, I have to talk to my family. And then they do, you know, so and so asked for the cameras to be turned off, and then they turn the cameras on, and the whole thing, his big freaking reveal was that he was gay. And I just wondered if the whole family went, no shit.
I'm sure they did.
And it was so, and he was
level of mock surprise of like, no way.
Yeah, and he's like, I feel like a weight's been lifted off and I can be myself. And I'm like, you're the only one that was fooling yourself all these years, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. In other lesbian news, the first openly gay woman is going to be competing for Miss California this year.
Yay.
I don't care.
I think it's awesome.
I think from a social standpoint, it's awesome.
But I don't care if she's gay or not. I don't think anybody. Well, other than I take that back. Other than the crazy one who was all about Jesus a couple of years ago, what was her name? Carrie Prejean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody but her really cares.
And she did some fantastic pictures. Carrie did.
She did, and she's married to Raiders backup quarterback Kyle Bowler. So they can go and make handsome looking untalented children together. Moving on. Mel, you said you hate technology.
I do.
But you love Stitcher, right?
I love the Stitcher app.
You would if your phone actually could use it.
I know, but I could listen to myself on the Stitcher app.
Yeah, our show is now on the Stitcher app. You can listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phone. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in the App Store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, it is the smarter way to listen to radio.
And that's why I love it, because you can listen to the Nate
Darling
Show.
Can I give
a
brief testimonial for Stitcher?
Yeah.
I use it on my phone all the time, and it's the reason that I exceed my 4G speed for the month in about a week.
Oh,
because
no.
I listen to all my podcasts, and then I have no more 4G after a couple of days.
Oh.
See, I don't understand what you're talking about, but that's sad. I'm sorry.
You see, cell phone companies are assholes, and they only give you a certain amount of data at a certain speed, 4G, which is a really fast speed for your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have 1.5 gigs of data at 4G, which seems like a lot, but when your work sucks as much as mine does and you listen to podcasts 8 hours a day, you end up running out of data really quickly.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Everything goes real slow motion.
They throttle you down to 2G, 3G speeds, which means that it takes a lot longer for things to download.
Oh.
Yeah, I have Sprint, so I have unlimited, which is kind of cool. It's one of the cool things about Sprint.
Well, fancy for you.
Well, here's the other thing. When I'm at work, my phone doesn't get enough signal to actually do anything in my office, because there's probably enough RF in there to microwave me. And that's radio frequencies for anybody who doesn't know. And most of the time I'm here in the house and I've got Wi-Fi. So I switch my phone over to Wi-Fi, so it doesn't really matter. But anyway, you can listen to Stitcher on the go. You can listen to our show anywhere you like, which is great. Great news. Hey, Mel, you were a cop.
I was.
And I saw this story and I immediately thought of you. Because a driver up near Seattle, I'm going to start this music just because I think, was busted for making a boneheaded decision. He decided to put a skeleton in the passenger seat so he could drive in the HOV lane. A state patrolman made the grim discovery after pulling over Brian Stein for the alleged aggressive driving. So he had a skeleton in his passenger seat, and he's driving aggressively.
It just seems like a bad combination. One or the other, perhaps.
Yeah, if you're gonna be cheating the law like that, don't call attention to yourself by weaving in and out. Now, although he used the carpool lane, the only companion in his silver Mazda was a green skeleton.
Green
skeleton, that's what the news story says. Outfitted in a white sweatshirt, which is a violation of the rules for commuting in a high-occupancy vehicle.
Your skeleton can't
corridor.
Be in a white sweatshirt?
Apparently, no green skeletons. He admitted he broke the rules, but he told King 5 that it was practically a matter of life and death.
How's that?
It's a heck of a commute, he told the station.
Yeah.
About his 45-minute drive each way to work. Since my commute was so bad, I started thinking, blow-up doll? Mannequin? But Stein didn't stop at looking into the HOV lane. The Highway Patrol also claims that he drove 82 miles an hour, made several unsafe lane changes. He was fined $454, including $124 for the skeleton-related charges.
See, now, frankly, that seems like a bargain. Because I got a right turn on red, and it was like $350. I thought he would have to pay a lot more.
What?
Yeah.
He got off easy.
You're allowed to turn right on red. You know that, right?
Not if there's a sign that says, right, no turn on red.
Oh, did you tell him you used to be a cop? Little brotherhood? What?
I don't like flashing my badge. I told him afterwards, at which point he lectured me on how he would not have given me a ticket had I had identified myself. But the but the sad reality is I should have gotten a DUI. So Mel was being an idiot that night. Yeah. So I took that ticket and I paid it and I owned it because it could have been a lot worse. And I shouldn't have just admitted that, should I?
Well, I'm sure it's long ago in the past and you've learned your lesson.
Statute of limitations, you're probably okay.
Don't drink and drive, kids.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Because it is a bad idea. Now I've lost my internet signal on this old laptop, so let's see if this works. But what I learned watching the Republican debate on Saturday night in New Hampshire
is that you have a really boring life.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing. I was flipping back and forth between the NFL game that was on and the debate. You know, when they would go to commercial, I would flip over to the ninnies.
How about that Tebow? Ooh, I hate him so much.
Okay, let's move it. Oh, that was Sunday.
My family's pissed.
Let's talk about that in a second. Let's find out what the Republican candidates would have been doing had they not been at the debate on Saturday night.
We are back and so grateful for this debate tonight, and we thought we might
We're
just
grateful for the debate
Saturday night. Again, as we meet. So if you weren't here running for president, Governor Perry, what would you be doing on a Saturday night?
I'd probably be at the shooting range.
Really? What a dick.
Being shot at.
Yeah.
Speaker Gingrich.
He looks like such a douche.
College championship basketball game.
Football
Smug.
Game.
I mean, football game.
Got the sport wrong.
I'd be doing the same thing with my family. We'd be huddled around and we'd be watching the championship
Eating
game.
Eating popcorn Trainers and drinking cocoa.
Yeah.
I'd be home with my family, but if they all went to bed, I'd probably read an economic textbook.
Good answer, Ron Paul.
That was Ron Paul. Ron Paul, who finished second in the New Hampshire primary. By the way, here's the problem with that whole thing, and whether you picked up on this or not. The college championship game was not on Saturday night. It was, in fact, on Monday night, and it was an NFL game that was on Saturday. So nice job, Republican candidates. You're idiots.
They're trying so hard to appeal and kiss ass that they don't even know what they're saying anymore.
I'd be out shooting because that's what I do with my guns.
They expect them to wink and nod. Right.
You know, I would have been happy if any of them would have said, you know what, I just would be home spending time with my family. I mean, that's really all you have to say. You don't have to be, I'd be having date night with the wife. Something like that.
Yeah.
No, I'd be at the shooting range.
Their people told them they have to be relatable and they have to stick to their platform and their angle.
Going back to Miss California, it's a pageant. You know, it's a pageant answer. It's
oh God,
you know,
yeah. Exactly. And get it right.
Yeah.
Get the pageant answer right, people. That's really all I ask. Now,
I just wanted someone to be like, I'd probably be home jacking off.
Well, that's really the true answer.
With my guns.
With my
wink.
With my guns. I like to have one on each side of my penis as I jack off. I oil up the guns real good. You know what I mean?
Squeeze them together.
You know what I mean. All right. Well, sometimes when you work in TV, especially if you're working small market TV, people like to play pranks on other people. And the prank that... Well, actually, this isn't a prank. This is just sort of an unfortunate situation. And they're talking about the weather. They talk about the Biggest Loser, and then they throw to the weather. So let's see what happens.
And you can check out season 13 of The Biggest Loser tonight at 7 right here on Channel 4. That show is really inspirational. There's no doubt about it.
Every time. It's just hard to believe that they shrink
to that degree. All right. Well, it has been cold enough. I don't know if that causes any shrinkage, but it's been freezing out there.
It has been freezing out there for sure.
That poor weatherman.
Right, what's he supposed to say to that?
Yeah, I don't know. And I assume that it was, I assume that when she said it, because a lot of women, when they say things like that, they don't have that 12-year-old mentality that everybody else does. So they're not thinking anything like that. They're, oh, people shrink, shrinkage, blah, blah, blah. They're not thinking, it's cold.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Well, what else could she have been thinking of? She's like, it's cold. Cold's not going to make you skinny. Well, she knew what she was saying.
He just said the Biggest Loser shrinking thing. She was like, eh, maybe that caused the shrinkage. Throw it to you, Bob. I didn't know what else to say.
She was just trying way too hard, again, to be relatable. And that is the problem a lot of times when you get people on TV going off the teleprompter. Now.
He should have come back with, that's what she said.
That's right. you just want to sort of move on from that. There's no good way to dig out of that. And the last thing you want after that is to have a meeting in your boss's office the next day.
Boom.
Now, getting to the pranks, sometimes people get bored in small market TV and they try to find ways to mess around with their coworkers. And this is a prank that's sort of based off the movie Anchorman. Let's check in with the movie first.
Ron Burgundy? We'll read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean
So Ron Burgundy will read anything that's put on the teleprompter.
Great story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego.
So that's not what was here. The YouTube video that I found, just to get the clips out, zooms into the shot of the teleprompter where what he says isn't actually on the teleprompter, pointing out a mistake in the movie. Because somebody has way too much time on their hands and they are a dick. But that at least sets us up for this, and hopefully this will play for you, the prank. That
childhood, we're not as likely to develop an allergy no matter where the cat curled.
So you became immune to it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, but I don't know. Just the thought of having cat hair on my pillow, it just grosses me out.
Don't tell camera operator Tom that.
I know he has one, and he lets it sleep in his bed. And
he's got two.
Exactly.
All right. In other news, I love lamp. What is it? Whoa, there
he
goes.
Oh, my God, he totally rolled
it. You got me. All right, that's a... That's a little joke. Another, if you've seen Anchorman.
Ryan will read anything that's put in the teleprompter, and that is just
in other news,
right there.
I love Lamp.
Thanks, so guys. They combine two Anchorman things, which is he'll read anything that you put in the teleprompter, and the Steve Carell thing where he's saying, I love Lamp.
That's horrible.
It is, and if you're working somewhere where... If you're working in Big
How
Boy
embarrassing.
TV, that is something you'll get fired for. All right, so I have to reboot this computer, but I know what we're going to do. Let's do Cool or Tool right now. Hey, Mel, why don't you let me roll into this. What is the time for?
Cool.
Or
Tool.
Whoa. All right, first off, Cool or Tool, we just heard it. The Anchorman prank. Cool or Tool. Mel.
I'm a girl. I just have to say it's Tool. I think it's mean. I don't like pranks. I don't think people pull pranks on me. I feel bad for people. It makes me uncomfortable, so I'm going with Tool.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't deal well with pranks.
Okay, Nick, Cool or Tool?
I have a few questions before I... Where was the market? Where did this take place, do we know?
I believe it was a small market in Wisconsin.
Yeah, nobody's watching. Nobody gives a shit. I say it's cool. It's fun. They're having fun for the three people that are watching.
Poor guy.
You know what? It's one of those things, though, where at the end of the day, they're like, okay, fun. Yeah, we'll come back tomorrow to hell, and we'll read another story about how it's cold, and there's a dead cow on the road. Like, that's it.
My old police department used to be, like, prank central, and they finally learned that if you pulled pranks on me, I would cry 9 times out of 10. So they stopped pranking me because I don't deal with pranks.
That's good to know.
Yeah, don't prank me. I'll cry.
Well, what if we want to make you cry?
Well, then prank me. Now, I pull pranks, so I'm totally a...
Oh, well, that's bullshit.
I got talked into... I stole an officer's cruiser once, but lieutenant made me.
Oh, yeah. He made you.
He did.
Okay.
And that guy was mad.
I would imagine he was.
I would be, too.
I'd be like, what the fuck, man? Where's my cruiser?
He was on a call, and when he came back, his car was gone.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. And he called us, and we were out on a traffic stop, and so I answered the phone because the lieutenant was out with the person doing a field sobriety test, and he called, and it was so hard to keep a straight face. And he's like, where's the lieutenant? I'm like, he's busy. He's like, I need to talk to him. I'm like, well, just tell me. What do you need? He's like, my car got stolen. My car's gone. I was like, oh, that is terrible. You better figure out what happened to it. He's like, you bitch. Where's my fucking car? He knew it right away.
Yeah, here's what I need. I need my fucking car back.
He was mad.
Oh, you think?
Man, well.
Oh, man.
He had it coming.
Well, we used to pull this prank on people when I worked in upstate New York at a TV station. We didn't do it very often, but people would go outside to start their cars because it's effing cold. And there'd be, like, frost on the window, so they'd go out and warm them up and let them start. And, oh, by the way, tool. It's a tool move. So what we would do is...
As a side note.
I just wanted to get that out of the way before I forgot. We would take the car and we would move it. So, like, if their car was, like, if they walked out the back door and their car was, like, four spots over to the right, we would move it around the corner to the other side. So no one stole it. We just moved it a little bit. Every now and then we'd move it one spot.
We just moved his cruiser a little bit too. It was just like a block.
No. That's not the same thing. I'm talking about in the same parking lot. So that's a little bit out of control.
You're saying the Anchorman prank is Tool though. So you're actually on my side.
Yeah, I believe that's a Tool move because it just first of all you're doing a newscast. I know it's the morning news and you're having fun and ha ha ha. But all you're doing is making yourselves look like incompetent boobs, and that's not really the goal of a news program.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe at Good Day Sacramento, but not normally.
Oh, sick burn.
And I was just about to go there, so I'm glad you went there first.
Well, you know, no offense.
Cause,
I mean,
because they do it without anybody pranking them.
I love Good Day Sacramento just because I was watching one morning, and there was a woman up in a tree. Tied up. Like
of course there was.
She was jumping from tree branch to tree branch with a guy.
What?
Like he was one of these guys that I guess, I don't know, for some reason they climb up the fucking trees. And so she was trying and she was like, all right, I'm going to come down. It just slips and falls and she like pendulums from one side of the tree into the other. It looks so painful.
It's like tree parkour. All right, next on Cooler Tool, Rick Perry claiming he's going to the shooting range on a Saturday night. Mel, start us off.
Douche?
That's not one of the options.
Oh, damn it.
It doesn't rhyme.
I'm going to go with Tool.
Okay.
Just because I don't think that's an honest answer. I think that was a, you know, waggy eyebrow, wasn't that a cool answer. I don't think it was a sincere answer. I thought it was a douchey answer.
Okay. Nick?
Yeah, no, multi-tool. Like, yeah.
If I thought he was
multi-tool,
even...
like a Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, like tool for every job.
If I thought he was even remotely honest about it, I would have been like, okay, I can get down with that if that's really what you'd be doing. Mm-hmm. But that's not it, because as soon as he said it, he had the smuggest look on his face. Yeah. Now, I'm sure that's his normal look, but he just looked like a smug prick. So that is a Tool move. And finally, Cooler Tool, attempting to carpool with a green skeleton and a white sweatshirt. Mel?
Oh, I have really mixed feelings on this one.
Sure. What if you'd pulled him over? Would you have mixed feelings? Would you have let him go?
Oh, you know,
I'm going to let you off on the skeleton charge, sir.
Here's the thing. I really appreciate the creativity, and I think it's funny. And if I didn't have such a kind of a weird moral compass, like, don't break the law. Like, everybody's commuting, and everybody's trying to get through their day, and everybody's trying to get where they need to go. And if we all had a skeleton, then we'd be in the commuter lane all stuck there because we're all breaking the rules. So I think it's a Tool thing to do because it's wrong and it's immoral. But I think it's kind of cool because it's kind of hilarious. So I'm a little bit torn, but I think it falls more to Tool, especially because in this case, this guy was also breaking a bunch of other laws and being a dumbass about it.
Sure.
But it's Tool because it's wrong and it's immoral and it's illegal. So Tool.
Nick?
Tool only because it was a fake skeleton. If it was a real skeleton, I would say, all right, cool. Because technically it was a person at some point, you know?
Well, except it was plastic. It wasn't.
I know. That's why he's a tool.
Yeah, but it had been a real skeleton. Like, this was my mom.
Exactly, yeah.
That would not have been cool.
With a name tag on it. Like,
Oh, yeah, I've exhumed the body of a relative to put them in my passenger seat.
See, now I might give a person a pass for that.
Yeah, you gotta have a debate about that with the officer.
Well, you also have to pull the skeleton in for some DNA testing to make sure it isn't a missing person or something like that. It is Washington State. They do have a long history of crazy people and a lot of that sort of thing. You know, I'm going to go cool, and I'm only going to go cool because I like the creativity of it. I like the fact that he thought a green skeleton would work out. And I like the fact that he had mulled through other options and decided, no, the green skeleton is my best option. Now, if he hadn't been driving recklessly, he might not have been pulled over. But here's where he went wrong on this whole thing. He should have gotten a Halloween mask.
Ronald Reagan mask.
Any sort. Well, no, Ronald. People know Ronald Reagan's dead. No, but get like any other Halloween mask of a person and put it. Thanks for the finger, Mel. And put that over and then pull the hood up and then you're good to go.
A Charlie Sheen mask. And everybody think you're hanging out with Charlie Sheen.
When somebody drives past you on the freeway, it's so quick. There's just a person going like, was that fucking Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. Mr. President, come back.
See, I think that would be awesome.
All right. So that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Let's talk a little bit about Nick Pettigrew's show coming up this Friday at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. It's called Critical Hit. What is Critical Hit? Is it sketch? Is it improv? Is it stand-up? Is it all of them?
It is a little bit of everything, sprinkled with a great seasoning of geekery and nerdery. But not like angry nerd, angry geek. It's all very celebrating what it means to be a geek and having fun with it. Like, we were having Klingons sing Justin Timberlake Sexy Back in Klingon.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
And we made a music video for that. And we have Darth Vader going on a date with a red shirt. So, red shirt from Star Trek.
So you're mixing the stars.
I love mixing, so to speak. I love mixing different continuities and different things like that. To me, it's so much fun. And we have a lot of stuff going on. We're going to do a video game developers panel where we're going to talk to some video game developers and. It should be fun. We have a hobbit doing stand-up.
A real hobbit?
A lady hobbit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I know when I went to a show before, Vader was lonely. There was a thing about, you know, mm-hmm. Vader just, he was playing Scrabble, and he just didn't have enough to do, so now he's like, branching out and dating.
Yeah. The way that we're presenting it is that TLC is doing a new dating show because they've done Geek Love, they've done Virgin Love.
Yeah.
So right. Now they're doing a new show called Sith Love, and we have some clips from it that we're going to show.
Nice.
That's their show. Awesome. So, yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm going to be in the front row.
Of course you are. And I saw on Facebook that a local comic book store is it a comic book store?
Yes, yeah, Empire Comics, which is located out in Arden. I think they're just off of Fulton now. They used to be off of Arden Way, but then there was a fire, and they moved to a really nice spot off of Fulton. And they're a great comic book store. It's my favorite comic book store in Sacramento. And the owner, Ben, is a great guy. We go in and we drop flyers off all the time. And he was like, well, you know, if you give me tickets, I will promote it and give away two free tickets if you do a contest. So there's a contest right now through Empire where if you post geek jokes on their Facebook page, they'll pick the winner and you can get two free tickets to our show. So it's really awesome. It's a great comic book store too. If you're out in the Arden area, I would definitely recommend going to it.
So yeah, we don't normally let free plugs go, but we're talking about your show, so we'll give them a plug too, because they're promoting your show. No, I asked.
Yeah.
I brought it up, so don't feel bad.
Have you read any of the jokes that have been promoted or the presented?
The one that I have read is the one about there's three drunks on the top of a skyscraper, and they're sitting around, and the first drunk says, like, you know, if you jump off of the skyscraper, the wind gust will propel you back up to the top. You won't die. And the other drunk's like, that's bullshit. And so the first drunk's like, no, watch. And he jumps off and he gets propelled back up and he comes back to the other drunks. He's like, see, I told you. So the second drunk's like, well, I'm going to try it. And the second drunk goes and jumps off the building and falls all the way down to his death. And the third drunk looks at the first drunk and says, you know, Superman, you're kind of a dick when you're drunk.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, me too.
That's not nice.
It's a good one.
You know, the best Superman thing I've ever seen, it was, this was a long time ago, well, like when I was first introduced to Hustler magazine. One of the best things about Hustler is they've got really cool comics in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shot of Superman lying on a bed. And like there's a hole in the ceiling above him and the caption is, shit, I lose more girlfriends that way.
I don't get it.
His blast out of his penis blew Lois Lane up through the ceiling.
Which in reality it would just blow a hole right through her.
Oh yeah, it would blow clean through her. I mean, her body wouldn't withstand it. She would not, in fact, be propelled through the ceiling. But that's what's funny about it.
Yeah, it's comics, you know.
That's horrible,
but it's funny. So there you go.
I don't want to have sex with Superman ever.
Well, I mean, seriously, that hair, why would you? Come on.
Oh, and last thing, we have a super awesome song that someone's going to sing about Leroy Jenkins. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Leroy Jenkins.
I do not.
He's from the World of Warcraft. It's an amazing video. I would definitely recommend if you're Googling or you're YouTubing at 3 a.m, Leroy Jenkins, and you'll have a good time. But we're going to do a song about that, and it's going to be a great time. Yeah, I'm really excited about the song.
So we've got sketches, mm-hmm. we've got stand up, mm-hmm. we've got
music,
we've got a song. Mm-hmm. So it's really a geek variety show.
Yeah,
almost.
It is. Yeah,
comedy variety show.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the Smothers Brothers for geeks.
We're trying to be. Yeah, I guess
that's really cool. So if you're in the Sacramento area, that's coming up this Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to the show after, because some people. We just had someone last week listen to our Halloween episode. Now, I don't know if they were revisiting it or if they're just really behind. But and your show is every other month. So if you're listening mm-hmm. to this after the 13th of January and you're in the Sacramento area, there'll be another one coming up in March.
I think would be March 10th at that point.
So there we go. That's that. And Nick and I are now on an improv team together at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. We're on In Your Facebook, and that's coming up on the 28th. Now, I know Nick's going to be out of town, but that's the next In Your Facebook show. And basically, we get the ideas for scenes from an audience member's Facebook page, so that's kind of cool. And I'll talk more about that as we get closer to the time.
I'm going
to
miss your debut show.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go see They Might Be Giants.
Are you doing Sketchfest or at all or no?
No, totally I'm gonna be in Santa Cruz for They Might Be Giants that weekend.
Oh, really?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, sure.
You don't like They Might Be Giants?
Do I? Do I not?
It's a good song.
Yeah, exactly. But really, you're gonna miss us? Nice job, Mel. It's okay.
Actually not be leaving till Saturday, so I may actually come now that I think about it.
Our show, the 28th is a Saturday.
Oh, then I will not be there. That is the night of the concert. If your show is Saturday, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mel. I understand. There'll be plenty of other people there. So those are all things coming up, and we'll talk about those as we get closer. And you should have a Lady Business show coming up, don't you?
We do.
Yes.
On the 21st?
Oh, I'm not going to be here, Mel. Sorry
about
that. Oh, burn! Suck it. I think it's on the 21st. Does that
the
sound right?
Third Saturday of every
third
month,
Saturday
right?
of every month.
21st. So it's a week before, and you're
and
on
it. And it's the anniversary show at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, so it's going to be all part of that big anniversary weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's a blowout.
A blowout weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Kel Munger is the ACL guest, and I love her. She's one of my favorite ACL guests of ever.
All right. So, big blow. Speaking of blowouts, the Jersey Shore is back. Oh, I don't know if you heard or not. I love the Jersey Shore. It is such a fantastic train wreck.
Arrivederci! Jersey, here we come! Woo!
Jersey! Jersey! Peace out, Italy.
Basically, what it all comes down to,
I love Seaside Heights, New Jersey, this time of year. Here's to a good summer.
Here's to a good summer.
They're ridiculous.
Oh, I know, and that's what's fantastic about it.
I could not believe
it is so fantastically awful that I love it so much.
We're back in our habitat, and I'm ready to test.
We're back in our habitat.
Because they're monkeys.
Much like Banana Joe at the San Francisco Zoo, they are back in their habitat.
Meatballs down!
Look out for the crab!
Ew!
Oh,
you're peeing!
Guys, this whole bathroom is taken!
You know what's bad? When
that's Snooki peeing in the potted plants outside on the balcony.
Classy lady.
I do have that secret, and I'm blowing it wide open. Your boyfriend's gonna love to see this.
I don't give a
This is hurricane situation, and it's heading straight for Snooki Island.
Batter up, bitch! You!
Batter up, so she's threatening with a... But it's a wiffle ball bat, so it's not really that dangerous.
Wiffle ball bat hurts like fuck if you get
People are picking up tables. There's people jumping off the bar.
Oh, my God, you're bleeding.
I want to go home.
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
Yeah, bro. Love you, bro.
Me too, man.
It's real. This is a reality right here.
Vinny's out of here.
It's real. Vinny's going home.
The house, it's like broken now.
To need the house full. Vinny's not around. I'm looking for more people right now.
New roommate?
I love it when the guy who runs the t-shirt shop gets all serious on them.
Mm.
And then he stapled up a sign that says Help Wanted Sea Manager over the thongs that have words on them outside the t-shirt store.
And it's only like in a 16-point font. Like, it's not that big on the paper.
You better believe we're going to be going hard.
Look like a Jersey skank. I love it.
They scream a lot.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're drunk.
And you don't have any other thoughts to fill your head. You're
No. And the best part, when you're drunk, you have no idea how loud you're being. That's one of the side effects of being drunk. I'm kind of jealous. Because I wish when I was in college that there was someone going around paying people to be drunk and ridiculous, because I was doing it for free.
Mm-hmm. There was.
Yeah,
it was called the real world.
Yeah, but that was like, there was just the one, and it was, there was all. Eh.
And they wanted people that had problems and stuff too for a while.
Yeah, that was their whole thing. And they had to have the guy who was kind of gay but wasn't out of the closet yet. And they had
African
to have
African American.
They had to have the homophobic guy. They had to have the cool brother, the religious girl. I mean, they had the whole thing. And so that kind of, that was kind of the deal.
I remember when The Miz!
The Miz was
on The Real World.
Oh,
and his whole thing the whole time was, I'm going to be a wrestler. And they were all like, no, you're not.
And what happened? He's been the world champion.
That's right. Yeah.
Not just a wrestler. He's been the world champion.
He's from Ohio.
Of course he is. speaking of wrestling, this Saturday, sorry, Nick. Nick had a chance to go with me, but he's doing a show Saturday night. I am going to see the WWE live at Power Balance Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Kristen, who I used to work with.
You didn't even ask me.
Well, do you want to go? Mm-hmm. I have one ticket left if you'd like to go, Matt.
Chris Jericho's going to be there.
He is.
Oh, we'll talk. I might.
I have one ticket. I don't have two, so I can't like hook you up with a pair.
I know, and it's the day that Paul's final move-in stuff is supposed to be going on. He might kill me if I go to see wrestling instead of helping him move.
Pretty sure. But my friend Kristen, who works at WWE, sent me a message and was like, hey, do you want to go see WWE in Sacramento? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, of course. That'll be a blast. So
I really want to go see MMA. So if anybody wants to take me to see MMA, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
With
I can walk you over to the Ultimate Fit, Uriah Faber's Ultimate Fitness, and you can look in the window. How's that?
It's not the same.
Well, it is. It's training for it.
I want to see the real thing.
It's real.
With the lights and the noise and the music and the people.
It was awesome. I went to a couple of WEC, the WEC fights, back when they still had WEC, and it was amazing. Now, I imagine with UFC, ticket prices are going to be fucking outrageous if they ever come to Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't know that they will. I mean, I know that Uriah Faber had fights at Arco when it was called Arco, but I'm not really sure how everything is squaring off now with everything like that. So we'll see. But yeah, next week I'll talk about WWE. Mm. Assuming. Now, here's the one rub. Tickets are supposed to be left for me at will call that day. So because I'm paranoid about stuff, I'm going to go up in the morning to make sure they're there. Because I do not want to get there, pay like $12 for parking, get up to will call, and they're like, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That would
make me really mad.
What does your friend do for the WWE?
She works in the promotion department. We worked at the same small TV station together. And she wanted to do something in TV that wasn't in dealing with news and local affiliate TV.
Mm-hmm.
She managed to get a job at WWE. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it's she's been there for a couple of years now. So they're working on launching the new WWE network.
Yeah.
Which should be coming up later this year. So that's kind of cool. So next week I'll talk about WWE and all the jazz that goes along with that.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Anyway,
I will be officially with roommate.
Oh, cohabitating!
I'm so excited.
Living in sin, if you will. We'll talk about that. We'll see if Larry's still alive too. Now, we're talking about Ohio. Now, normally in small town news, I just highlight the things that go on in Orleans County, Vermont, and in those areas, because, you know, it's where I'm from. But I found this, and I thought, you know what, and this may not be small town news, but it is from Ohio. And this
Which is sort of like one big small town.
This is the quintessential Ohio story to me, because it's got everything in there. It's got stupid people doing stupid things for no apparent reason and overreacting. Ohio is the state where the guy tried to rob a diner and got stuck in the chimney that he tried to go down and to over the grill. And they found him with his feet standing on the grill in the morning and he was stuck in the chimney. That's Ohio. The Florida of the North. Larry's not here to help you, by the way.
I hate you so much.
So, Dateline Parma, Ohio, which is a suburb of Cleveland.
Yeah.
A fight over a music video led to a Garfield Heights man being stabbed outside a Parma apartment on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everybody. Detective Marty Compton of the Parma Police Department tells Fox 8 News that Ronald Deaver, 31 of Parma, was arrested and charged with felonious assault for allegedly stabbing 48-year-old Garfield Heights man following an argument. Now, Detective Compton says the fight began because the victim did not know that Beyonce's husband is rapper Jay-Z.
Could you imagine how that fight went? Like, man, you idiot! How do you not know that?
Yeah, they are not married!
I am so angry that you don't know that I'm going to stick a knife in you.
Yes, they are! How do you not know that? Everybody knows that! Damn, man!
An arrest report obtained by Fox 8 News.
You made me so mad I gotta stab you!
States the alleged stabbing occurred around 11 p.m. They didn't even get to see the ball drop. Outside the apartment on Broadview Road, Detective Compton says authorities were called following the stabbing. The victim was taken to a local hospital and transferred somewhere else. He's in good condition, so he's probably not going to die. Police attempted to locate Deaver at his apartment, but according to the report, a woman at the residence told officers that he no longer lived there.
As of 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
My guess is once you stab somebody for not knowing Beyonce's husband, you get thrown out.
Your Honor, I'd like to plead not guilty. You see, my defense is this dumbass doesn't know Jay-Z's married to Beyonce. I think everybody should know that.
Well, here's the other fun thing about it. I'm pretty sure that a week later he went back, said he was real sorry, and he's back living with her. Anyway, he was located by police a short time later. And the lady was arrested on obstructing justice charge. So she apparently did know where it was.
I want to believe that as bad as it is to get stabbed, it was even worse when he was in the hospital and he was like, oh, they are married? Oh, my God. Imagine the egg on my face.
I would not have guessed that in a billion years.
Who knew?
I am embarrassed.
They seem like an unlikely couple.
I deserve to get stabbed. I was very adamant about that.
I thought it was the RZA. I did not know. I was really not sure what it was going to be.
Pitiful.
Well, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. Anyway, we're going to wrap up the show now with real small town news.
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves our small town news.
It's time for small town news. Now, this isn't from Orleans County, Vermont. It's from the next county over.
Well, that's close enough.
Caledonia County, Vermont. It's just down the road.
That sounds fancy. Caledonia County.
Here is the. I know, it's right from England. They all are. Or France. Orleans is from France, and Caledonia would be an English name.
Yeah.
Maybe even French, too. Anyway. The headline is, a tractor-trailer knocked down the railroad signal in Lindenville.
Oh, sweet merciful God.
Oh, no.
Subheadline, down train signal. For those who didn't get it from the big headline, they wanted to really reinforce it for you. Now, Washington County Railroad's Lee Newell works on a felled train signal Thursday afternoon. It's a picture of a guy working on a train signal. It's laying in the snow, by the way. So Mel can sort of take a look in there. It's a guy with a safety vest, and he's working on a pole laying down there.
Fascinated.
Mel's, this is exactly what it's like to live there, too. You're like in the paper, and you're like, oh, my God, look at him work on that.
My favorite thing is it not only was it big enough news to make an article, but to send out a photographer to take a picture of the down thing.
Right, exactly. Now it was Thursday afternoon near the Bag Balm building in Lindenville. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Bag Balm is an ointment that's primary usage is on farms, and you put it on the on chapped teats of your cows.
Really? Usually it is for morbidly obese people. You rub it in between your thighs to prevent the chafing of crotch rub.
It's one of those things with multiple uses. So yes, they have it.
That's where I know it.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so I know it for its original intent.
Do you like that I demonstrated using it on your teats by jacking off in your direction?
Yeah. That's nice. But you don't jack off teats. You milk them, you dirty bird.
You can milk a dick, too. Or, I'm sorry, that's just way off topic. I'm sorry.
It was bound to happen eventually. We've gone dirty. Anyway, a tractor trailer leaving bag bomb. Struck the signal Wednesday afternoon, according to Newell, who works on the thing. Now, that in and of itself, you're like, wow, that is impressive.
Not news.
That is impressive news. It was knocked down by a tractor trailer. You would think, wow, what are the odds? Well, it is the third time in the past year that this one thing has been hit. So this is not the first or the second time that somebody has knocked down this one railroad traffic signal. It is the third time.
Is the bag bomb driveway right next to the railroad? Or, I mean, like, is it they can't make the turn? Or what's the deal?
Well, it is. It's a tractor trailer. So the streets in Lindenville. Now, I know where this is. I don't know exactly where I can't picture exactly where the railroad crossing is in my mind. But I know the street where the bag bomb building is. Yes, I do. And it's not a wide street. It's a very narrow street. So, like, two lanes, a little bit of parking on each side. And, you know, tractor trailer, they swing wide. You know that. You're a cop. You used to be a cop. So, yeah, third time. You'd think they would have done something, but no. And you know what? The next time it gets knocked down, they're coming out with a photographer again to get a shot of people working on it. Because that's what they do. Anyway, wow. We covered a lot tonight, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. It was good stuff. So if you want to check out Nick Pettigrew's show, Critical Hit, that's this Friday the 13th at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. What time, Nick?
9 o'clock. We're also on Facebook, so you can like us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can come sit right next to me. I'll be in the front row.
Mel will be in the front row. You can like the Nate Darling Show on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, and by all means, tell your friends in person or via social media that you're listening to our show.
And email us at natedarlingshow.com.
It's Nate Darling Show at rocketmail.com, but the link's on the site.
They know that.
Do they? Do
I
they
think so. Well, we say Rocket Mail a lot. I shortened it.
Well, you're sick. I'll let you have a pass. Anyway, next week.
Rocket Mail. Rocket Mail.
Next week, hopefully Larry's back amongst the living. Mel is finally shaking this bug, and I'll tell you all about the WWE. We'll see you next week.
Bye.